You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
All right, hello, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is Stairway to Heaven. I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And my guest today is Deacon Scott Douglas. And his talk will be bringing in young men home. Scott and I have been knowing each other for a while, pretty good while. He's like a big brother to me. So, Scott, would you like to say anything?
I just thank you for welcoming me here today. And it's been long coming, I think. Because I have a lot to say today.
All right, glad to have you here. I'm excited about what you're going to say to the young men that's listening. And I had told some people on my job that have their sons sit around and listen to the show, because this goes out not only for young, but it also goes for the young folks, young people also. I can say folks, but young people also. Scott, you can start off to explain what you have going.
Well, what I want to talk about today is reeling in the black men in our communities and saving them from all the disaster that's going on around here.
Okay. What about what's going on? By the way, let me say this. If you have any phone calls, would like to join in the conversation, call us at 1-877-932-9766. It's 1-877-932-9766. Call in and ask your questions, and we'll be very glad to ask you the questions. I'm going to let Scott start off, and then he can go take it from there.
First of all, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. In the 80s, I used to be a drug dealer, and God seemed fit to save me. And I first started out my business, which I have is called L.S. Douglas Construction, back in the 80s, and I was dealing drugs, and I really wasn't getting any business. So I prayed to God, and I said, God, I said, if you would take all this away from me, I'd be so careful to serve you. And I did so, and ever since then, my business has been totally booming. But if I was to title this today, it would say Reeling in the Black Young Men to Be Great Fishermen. But I don't want to discriminate, so what I want to say is Caucasian people also, but low, I'm talking about low class, because they really need help out there today.
Yeah, a lot of our young people need help today, because what they think, they just think about this fast money and everything, they can get everything with it. Scott, explain what happened when you was out there dealing. Could you give me some insight on that?
Well, it was fun. I could say it was fun. Or should I say the devil had a mask on my face? I used to sell to Rick James when he came to the city. Some other people with the Funkadelics and other people. And when they would come in, they would call me, and it seems like all the girls would call me too, and they would want to also be around me, and I would be like, well, you know what has to come down. But as I said again, God seemed fit to save me, and I'm not like that anymore, because I have four daughters, and I have two young men, that one plays baseball for Rochester University, and then I also have a son that plays shooting golf for Walnut Ridge. So I came to realize that I have to be an example for them.
Right. Well, a lot of our young men do need a lot of someone to take the lead and show them the way, because from what I've seen, they are going down that wrong path. And maybe you can go ahead and share some light and give them a straight and narrow way. Like I said before, if you want to call in on the conversation, ask Scott's questions, you may call at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And I'm going to let him take it on from there. Go ahead, Scott.
So what am I trying to do is to take young men and train them as I was trained. And then I have a couple other business guys that are willing to take people under their wing. See, because these trades that I do, I can fix anything from the top of a house to the bottom. And what I want to do is become a proctor to them and take time out to teach them what I know so they can write their own ticket. College is not for everyone. College wasn't for me, so I went to trade school. And now I know how to do anything. I had a cousin by the name of Tennis Gatewood. He used to travel with a motivational speaker all across the world. And we used to go to like these public schools and teach them how to measure wood, how to tie a tie, and interview. And what I found out was we started spending more time with the ones who didn't want to do it. And then by the end of the class, they didn't want to go back to class. So I do know that if we take our love and what we know and instilling into these young men, it will work. And it's not about what you say, it's your approach that I found out.
Okay. At the approach, how many of them graduated from the your class or your trade?
I wouldn't say exactly graduated, but they learned enough to get a job, a skillful job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about your trade. I know you look sort of a handyman. And you do a lot of different things.
Yeah. I do in-home repairs and home remodeling. We flip homes. Whatever it takes to fix something. And my theory is if I can't fix it, nobody can fix it. I've taken my son under my wing, and he can almost fix everything, too. But now it's in basketball season. He really doesn't want to do it because he's spending all his time with basketball. But I tell you, if you find something that you like to do, and I guarantee you that if you put your time on what you like to do, the streets won't even entertain you.
Yeah, that is true. I remember when I was young, Gospel Travelers put, when I started playing bass guitar, and I met Ole McGee in Cincinnati on Bernard Avenue, and the Mighty Gospel Travelers. They're from Dayton now. They're from the first set, the originals in Cincinnati pulled me, and I started playing with them, traveling with them down the highways after I got out of school on weekends. And they led me, taught me. And it's just like the same thing you're doing. We need to grab these young men and let them know what's what and what's real, what ain't real. Scott?
I want to add something. You know, we have a lot of people out here that are well-to-do, that have their own businesses. We need to get together and put a plan together instead of talking about it. Because I read, and I had to do some research because I wasn't going to come in here dumbfounded. I read from the 1st of this month until the 17th, we've had 12 homicides.
Wow.
And it's really crazy. We as older men need to take these guys and talk to them with love, not with bold criticism, but with love. Let me tell you this story about Steve Harvey. My cousin, which I told you was a builder, they went to Chicago, mm-hmm. and Steve Harvey was there. And he told a story about he was in the airport. A young man was sagging, and he went to the young man at the airport. He had dreadlocks. And he said, young man, he said, you might not know me, but I'm Steve Harvey. Will you pull your pants up? So the gentleman did. So Steve Harvey said he seen him in the airport 6 years after that, and the guy came to him. He said, hey, Mr. Harvey, how you doing? The young man had a suit on. He's probably about 25, 26 years old. Had a suit on, had cut his dress. He said, you might not remember me, Mr. Harvey, but that day when you came to me and you told me to pull up my pants in a nice way, I listened to you. He said, now he has a college education and he's making over six figures. So I'm telling you, our approach to these young men, if we show love and show them that we care, I believe that we can pull them in.
Yeah, we can pull them in. It takes time and it takes a little effort to do it, but you have to kind of show, got to pull them in and let them know, hey, this is, there's a better way in life than what you know now. Because I have a grandson that's 8 years old, and I'm trying to show him. He lives in Cincinnati, and his dad, I can give you an example. His dad used to be out there where you was at, and I'm going to try to get him on the show. He's going to tell the life of it. He's going to come with back with the life of a dope dealer. And he said he goes to work, and he tells these young guys, these young men, what it's all about, what he did, things, you know, that wasn't too pretty. I guess you know the same thing, mm-hmm. too. Because, see, he'll be here. So you're part one of the subject, and he'll be part two. These young men do need our guidance, do need our guidance and leadership. And I wish that some way that we can get all the guys that got businesses and everything could get together and just go out and find them and put them together and start an organization just for them and the young ladies. Because not just young men, ladies too, young girls mm-hmm. too, so that's they right. can, they can learn too, because there's a lot more than just being out there, getting what you do, and wind up having babies. That's what it seems like it's doing now. And I like to say, I did see your son in the video on YouTube playing basketball. He's a pretty good player. But most of these young people needs our help. It's not, I tell you another thing I believe, it's sometimes it's the music that they listen to that feeds them too.
That's right.
Has something to do with, I mean, these rappers. They put me, they, I know they say it's all for the money, but if you're going to rap with something positive, not nothing negative. Because I heard a couple of rap songs, which I wouldn't even listen to, got something negative on there. So they need to listen. I mean, you know, there's rock gospel, they listen to gospel rappers. Mm-hmm. But all they do listen to is not what they, it's what they want to hear. It's not that they don't want to hear, but this is what they heard about. Oh, man, this is cool. Yeah, this is cool. But you don't know what that language leading to. And like you said, these murders, when I was in Texas, I stayed in Texas 12 years. And when the Crips and the Bloods was shooting each other and everything, that's all you heard. The gang would hop on one side shooting somebody, and the gang went on the other side shooting the other side. It's really, it's going to come to a point where it's not going to be safe to go anywhere. And it's getting to that point.
That's right. And another thing I want to say to you young men who are out there taking care of your children, my hat's off to you. I ride down the street sometimes, and I see these young men pushing these babies in the cart, and I have to stop and commend these young men. I'm going to tell you a little story about myself. One of my daughters, I'm not going to mention the name, but I wasn't so much around her. And you know, kids, when they grow up, they become an adult. And they tell you how they feel. And when my daughter told me, it really hurt me. But now, I tell you, you cannot separate me and my daughter. You cannot separate. She calls me every morning, and that's a beautiful feeling. So you men out there having these babies and stuff, take care of them, because if not, the streets will. In the streets, you can't beat the streets.
No, you can't. Not. You can't beat the streets like you think you can. I mean, a lot of people think, well, we can beat the streets, but no, you can't beat the streets. I got some friends now, and they're grown, still out there. And some, I went home this past weekend and went through drove through the old neighborhood, and the people that I used to hang with, you don't see them no more, which I'm not going to be looking for, but they probably still out there. But a few years ago, I went down there to see them, went to visit my sister, Margie, and I seen some of my old friends, and they were still doing the same thing when I got there, and they was doing the same thing when I left. And they asked me what happened to me. I told them I left, I'm gone. You know, and the woman said, well, you got away from me. I said, yeah, I had to. But you got people like that. Got people that really don't understand that when you're out there, Well, they do understand when you're out there, and some don't understand that you're out there, you're in your own world. Like you said, you're blind to everything that comes on. And it all takes a few time for somebody to twist your thoughts, and that'll be it. And you're hooked, and you don't know what to do sometimes. Scott,
I want to add this: we definitely have to stop the violence. I believe that God is love, and where God is, there's love. But I'm going to use this as an example. Most of the time, when we get into an altercation with someone or someone ends up dying, you've never seen that person again. I mean, before. So my thing is, walk away, drive away, because you will never, ever see that person again. And, you know, this, the littlest part of your body is the strongest hurt, and that's that tongue. So we just have to calm ourselves down, you know, go talk to somebody, find a person that you can relieve yourself. But you can't tell just anybody anything. You have to pick that select person. Everybody's not your friend. So with that being said, I mean, just try to be cool. I mean, take 10 deep breaths or something, because if we're not killing ourselves, the cops are killing us. So we have to learn to love each other and, you know, step away and pray. For you people who believe in prayer, I mean, prayer does work. It's saved me a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm 61 years old, and I've seen a lot.
Yeah, I have too. I'm 73 and seen a lot.
Wow.
And you know, like I say, I was out there. Now, when we were young, out there, we got along and we fought with our hands. And once in a while, somebody cut somebody, but now. It sounds like the gunfight at the OK Corral.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody wants to be a gunfighter now. Just like you hear like some of these young kids, I think I remember if I'm correct, I think they said a kid was at school, had a gun, and they found it was a toy gun, and they suspended them for that. You just, like you said, you get the arc and walk away. I try to figure out the best way to get rid of it, get rid of that anger. Because by you shooting that person, you take their life. You can't bring that life, or shot them, injure them. They might be crippled. But after you do it, you're the one got to suffer the consequence that you hit shot him. That's what you hear all the time. Well, I'm gonna shoot him. What mm-hmm. he did to me. But you have time to think before you pull the trigger. Now I'm gonna say this, and if y'all so trigger happy out there, go in the military. And start and go somewhere where you're allowed to shoot somebody when you can't see them, and you can't see them and they can't see you, but they can see you, but you don't know where they're hiding, and they're gonna shoot you without you knowing it, and you don't know what you're getting shot for. They're shot because you're in their territory, and that's the only thing I can say. If you want to go out and carry a gun, go to the military and start fighting in some of these wars. And see what it's like. And I bet when you come back, I bet you come back and you change your mind when you think about picking up that gun. Because, you know, a lot of, like, I'm a United States veteran, and my producer, he's a director, he's a veteran too. And we know from what we've been through, we know what it's like being shot at without seeing who shot at us. And like I say, if you wanna, but I'm just begging you, young men, please, put the guns down. Show some love and harmony. Dick and Scott?
Something that I tell my son, and he sees it in me. I said, you see me, son, I don't hang around with anybody. Now, I help people. I have people who work for me, and I help them because I believe in helping. I don't think that you can outgive God. And I say, and I tell them this. I used to tell them, call me every hour, him and my daughter. I should say, call me, Dad, why? I said, it's not you that I'm worried about. It's your surroundings I'm worried about. And I said, you don't have to have a lot of friends, because one thing is, last night, you don't know what they were doing or who they were doing with it, and you could be with them today and just be an innocent bystander. I'm going to tell you this story about a young man that I know that was out at 2 a.m. in the morning. And no 16, 17-year-old should be out at 2 a.m. in the morning. So he was in his car with like two or three other people. They went to the weed house. And some of the people in the car didn't know. But when they went inside, evidently, he snatched the bag of weed and he ran to the car, and the guy came out and he was shooting the car up. Now, luckily, no one got hurt, but just think if someone would have. That would have been terrible. So you have to select, or you have to interview your friends, actually. Know what they do, know where they live, who their parents are. See, because back in the day, you couldn't go over nobody's house without your parents knowing who they were. If they would drop you off, they would go in the house. And they don't do that anymore. They just drop them off, you know. Did the parents go get high? And that's what we need to get rid of. Parents are scared of their children.
Okay. We go after the song. We'll come right back. This is JC and the Hartwell Lads out of Hartwell, Georgia.
Everything he said,
he's been my water.
Yes, you have.
He's been my bread.
He took a lake and he made me his way. That's why I'm made but to say.
Okay, that was by Hartwell Lads out of Hartwell, Georgia. And I don't own the rights to the music, but I have permission to play the CD. So I'm getting some recording artists that sending me these songs. They're going to send me permission to play it. Like I said, I enjoy playing it, but as I said before, I don't own the rights to the music, but I do have permission to play the songs. So, like I said, that was Troy, and I talked to Troy, and then the leader was J.C. and Hartwell Ayers out of Hartwell, Georgia. And that's where they're from. They're trying to set up something with my group, the Keys of Harmony. And by the way, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church. And if you want to get in touch with the Keys of Harmony, I don't have the card, but I will get the number to you later on. Right now, if you want to talk call to Scott, have questions for Brother Deacon Douglas, call him at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And this is it for YouTube, and we're getting ready to say. Okay, this is it on YouTube. We'll catch you next time.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGlory'sCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call 4-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
Talk Welcome back to the Stairway to Heaven. This is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and my guest is Deacon Scott Douglas, and his topic is Bring the Young Men Home. And if you wish to get on the come in the conversation, dial 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And we're trying to bring these young men home out of the streets, and hopefully that this conversation, this, by the way, let me say this, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church, and where the pastor, Kaiser Jones Jr., is the pastor. As I said before, this is to help the young, this is something for the young folks, young men and women, and Brother Douglas, it's on you.
Let's get together. We have to get together and save these young men. I'm crying out because I just see so many things going on, just going down the street. You see these young people running red lights and going through stop signs. We have to reach out for them with love, not any type of criticism, but we just need to grab a hold to them. See, because when I was coming up, it took a village to raise one person. I used to come home. Well, I used to go down the street. My father had a part-time job. And how he got that part-time job at this carryout, I stole a Snickers one day. And it came out to be, it was the best trouble I got, because I got to start working with my father, and then everything was free. But he used to leave and he used to say, boy, stay here. And as soon as he left the corner, I would go down the street. And there was a man by the name of Mr. Clemens who used to tell me, and I never knew until I got older. But let's start sharing and treating these young men and young women with love, and I think that it will go far.
Yeah, it should go far. We have to show them a lot of love. I mean, don't be mean, hollering at them and cussing them out, this and that and the other. Sit down and talk to them, find out what's going on. I mean, that's for those who really want to be helped. Sometimes you got something, you have to be a little, show them a little tough, cold love to try to get your point. But yes, you need these young people. A lot of these young people do need help. But as I said, this is Dr. Bass, and my topic of the day. Our topic of the day is bringing young men home, and I'm glad to bring my friend, or introduce my friend, Deacon Scott Douglas. I'm glad for him to come, because we talked about that. Scott, go ahead, give us some more.
The training is what we need. You know, I was trained well. I went to parochial school, and then I went to private school. But I'm just trying to take these young men under my belt that are willing to learn. And I tell you, you'll be surprised if you spend time with the person that doesn't want to spend time with you, and just share yourself and tell them where you came from. Don't be all up in the sky and like you're mightier than thou. But I'm telling you, young men, you can grow. Just get a trade for those who don't go to college. I have a young man that I call him as my son. He's not in the streets or anything. He plays for Marion Franklin High School. Cincinnati's looking at him. And his demeanor is so great. I've seen him upset. But he doesn't hang around with thugs and stuff like that. And, you know, let's just keep on trying. And I beg you, people who have a foundation in businesses and loot, as they say, come on, let's help. Let's pull each other, and let's get together, and let's work on the community, not only in Columbus, Ohio, but everywhere. And that's pretty much, winds it up as far as getting out there. But I'm willing to take and teach you what I know, because someone taught me how to know what I know. And the young man told me, he did my hand like this. And he tried to stick some money in my hand. He said, here. He said, Brother Douglas, try to put something in there. And I couldn't. He said, open your hand. And I opened it up. He said, you have to give out in order to get back. So that's what it is.
Yeah, we need to give out. need to give back to the community. We got some people that don't want to give back to the community, but we do need to give back to the community. This subject is very, very delicate and very precious subject, because I do feel sorry for a lot of our young people that gets in trouble and that's doing this and that. And the other. You should hear it on the news what they do. And you'd be surprised every time I hear a young man shot somebody or do something. I'm trying to age. I say, well, there goes another one. Just got himself in trouble. Mm-hmm. And he had somebody to lead him and teach him and tell him that that was wrong. He wouldn't be where he is today. But like I said, these young people, the way they don't care. Some of them don't even care because they have no. They really, I'm going to say this, and when we was young, we had places to go and things to do, but these young folks, they don't have no places to go and no thing and nothing to do. And it seemed like they just lost. When we let it go so long, we lost them completely. So they just going to do what they want to do and think nothing of it. But we got to try to, right now, we got to try to grab them and show them how to be young men. And I'm going to say this, show them how to dress. Because walking around with baggy pants halfway down, that don't cut it. You go in that courtroom with your pants halfway down, that judge look at you and say, hey, oh, I know where you're going. I'm going to put you right where you want to go, see how you like it in there, since you want to walk around with your pants down. And it's horrible. It's horrible. And I got two sons in Cincinnati. I'm so glad what they went through. I'm not going to mention what they went, but what they went through, they got themselves together. Plus, my other son, Claude Jr., went through some things. And he used to call me and say, Pop, this and that, and I give him advice to keep himself straight. And he's so straight now, got himself together, he got promoted. The job he got now is beautiful. And they promoted him to be a supervisor, and I'm so glad he got that after what he went through and what he did in life. But like I said, he's going to try to come next month and tell you what it's like, what he did when he was out there. Anyway, somebody need to be out there and show some type of more support. I had a Henry Brown was over me, and he taught me some things, and he helped me out. Like I said, Henry Brown taught me, and the Mighty Gospel Travelers taught me, and my stepfather, James A. Samples, taught me. He brought me the right way, and that's how I got stay the way I am.
I have a question, and. And I hope that these young people will call in. Why are young people so angry? That's a question I have for you. Why are you young people so angry? I haven't gotten an answer yet. See, because there's somebody out there that can help you with your anger. But first, you need to talk to somebody. We need to know why. We just need to know, and I'm confused. I'm confused with that. So we're trying to reach out to you and show you that we love you, we care for you, but we need to be able to solve why are the youth so angry.
Well, if you want to call in and ask that question, the question that they ask, call us at 877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And you can talk to Deacon Douglas, and he will answer the question that give you the answer, or you give him the answer what you want him to have. And we do want to know. I'm going on with that too. Why are you so angry? What's causing you to do these things? And I'm not gonna put the blame on nobody, and I ain't gonna say who, because of that person. You just let us know why are you so angry. I have a grandson that I'm trying to reach out to, which I talk to him all the time, and I see him on these videos. A guy got great talent as a rapper, and not telling him all the time. When I get a hold to him, it's hard for me to get to him. I get a hold to him, I say, you need to go ahead and go in the studio and rap what you're doing. He writes his own stuff, but I told him, if you're going to rap, make it clean. So, we need to get the young people. If you, all these upcoming rappers, going to these rappers, make it clean. Get rid of the dirties and just make it clean. That's how Will Smith made it where he is now. And I give you Ice Cube, Ice T, and they made it where they are. So make it clean.
I had some on my mind. It sort of slipped. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I thank God for letting me be in here today, because with my business, I'm always, you know, 7 o'clock, and then I get home at 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And my pastor told me, he said, the only difference between you and the guys have all the big trucks is that you don't trust people. So God has enabled me to move up to where I have people working for me now. So that's why I'm able to be here now. And God makes no mistakes. So I know he knows what I'm doing. But people, let's come together. Let's do it like we did in the old days. Let's raise the kids like a village, and don't always look at them and nose up at them or give them the mean mug, as they call it, because life is already short. We're going to die one day anyway, so let's stop killing each other.
Yes, we need to stop killing each other and try to love each other. More love, more peace. And that's what I'm saying, more love, more peace. We don't need to be out there shooting each other. And I would say something else. We don't need them out there shooting each other. I'm talking about the people in disguises. I'm not going to say anything about it, but we know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish they would, you know, don't let them try to put you in that predicament, because they can put you in a predicament that you don't want to be, and do something to you and get away to it, lie out of it and get away to it. And you know that they'd be wrong. Now, I done seen it too many videos that happen, that's happened. So just be careful out there. But remember, I'm going to say this, you know, just get away from it, turn your life around. I'm going to say, like Deacon Doug would say, hey, give your life to Christ. And see, and he'll make everything all right. I mean, like, I done been through stuff, and I, you know, if it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't be here at the studio or doing other things. And I'm a gospel musician, and I done travel halfway across this country and seen things that I really didn't want to see, but it pops up in your face. But, you know what I mean? If you got a trade, you got a talent, anything that God bless you with, go ahead and use it and see what happened. It might take you halfway across the country. It might take you on the other side of the world, and you might see how they be. Pull yourselves together. Young ladies, also pull yourself together. Because I'm going to say this, most of your ladies, some of your ladies, if you got a guy, make sure he has a job. Don't let these young guys, low life guys, zeros, pull you down to their level. And it goes for men and women. Some of us wind up with these zeros, and they pull us down to their level, and there it is. And we don't know what to get to. Deacon Douglas?
As when I was coming up in school, we had trades. They have taken the trades out of school. I think that, this is my opinion, I think it was designed for us to fail, because we don't have, we had metal, we had sewing, we had home economics. These young ladies these days, they don't even cook. I had somebody, I can't mention his name, but said his girlfriend never, ever cooks for him. And see, that's something, food is to a man's heart. You know, you feed him, you'll have him. But as I tell my daughters all the time, you're a queen. And us men, we have to keep on telling them, you're a queen, so that when they do go out there, and these guys got all this money, and they're trying to say, this is, oh, you're beautiful. Telling you, that's the same thing my dad said to me. You got to come with something better than that, because I've heard it before. But let's get it together. I need backing to try to get these programs together. They're out there. And if we don't read about them, we don't know about them, because they're not going to come and tell us about it. Unless you've got a lot of money, these are the people who really know. So let's love. All I can't say love enough, that we have to do that, because if not, we're all going to die.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to take a lot of backing and a lot of love to pull things together And are you trying to start an organization or something for the young folks? Like you have a club or you're ready to start?
Well, I don't have a club because my finances are not that way now. But I've been praying to God. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is my ministry, is to help young people and to teach them and train them what I know. You know, I turn down $25, $30 an hour. Most of the complexes know me in Columbus, Ohio, because I've ran them. But, I mean, that's what you've got to start somewhere. You know, I started ground. Someone taught me everything that I know. And now I'm where I am. You know, my kids always call. I know when my kids call me, they want money. You know, that's how young teenagers are.
Yeah,
but I tell you something. My daughter just graduated from Independence High School. And I was so proud of her because before she graduated, she had a job at UPS. She does hair. And now at the age of 18, she has a nice apartment somewhere where I would live, $950 a month. So let's lead, let's guide, let's quit downing people. Let's, if they fall, pick them up. Why would you let somebody fall in a hole when you already know that the hole's there? You know, even if they do get frustrated, don't let them fall in that hole. So, hey, that sums it up.
Yeah, that is good. We got to teach them how to not to fall all the time and build themselves up. So we're looking forward to that. Whatever the organization or you're trying to get, I hope it gets off the ground, gets started.
Okay, sure.
And I hope when you get started, I really hope to. And I'm gonna bring you back on the show. And this is not your last time.
I'm gonna bring you back on the show. Much needed, sir.
And so you can let me know how it's going, because like I said, this is part one of the show, of this topic, bringing young men home. The second two will be the life of a dope dealer. And I'm looking forward. My son, I have him called from Cincinnati, and we'll probably do it on the telephone or podcast. I don't know how we're going to do it, but he's going to do it that way. He's supposed to be up here on the 4th of October. But we'll work on it soon. He gets here, how we gonna do it and everything. And I'm looking forward to hearing it. But this is also, like I said, this is part one for the young people, and his will be part two. And I really want you, the young folks, young women and young men, really listen to it, because what he has and what Brother Douglas just told you, it's good to learn. Like they always say, when you're going to join the army, be what you want to be. Join, be something in your life, and that's what you got to be. Try to do something with your life. Stop letting these zeros and these outside people trying to pull you to the curb and say, "Hey, I got something better." They don't have nothing better for you, but trouble. And like they said, like they always say, to the cradle, to the grave. I'm gonna say from the cradle to the prison. And I don't like that term, from the cradle to the grave, because that's happening now. But I'm going to say from the cradle to the prison. And looking forward to y'all. Like I said, if you want to call or you like the show, call us at 1-877-932-9766. It's 1-877-932-9766. And give us a call if you love the show and you like the music that we play. And we're glad to play it for you. I enjoyed having my friend here. He's like a brother. He's a brother to me. I ain't gonna say like he's a brother
yes,
to
sir.
Me.
Yes, sir.
And we've been together, knowing each other about 4 or 5 years.
And I think it's been a little longer.
than that. Yeah, it has been.
It has been.
And it's hard to keep up with each other because he's doing his thing and I'm either on the road. And, when I got started, when I started going to school for radio, I let him know, and then he came up with this idea. Could he do this, share this? And I asked him, I told him, yeah, he could share this. If anything else he got sharing, he's welcome to come up and share anything he got to share. Next time, there'll be message of wisdom will be coming up between, that'll be between me and my wife will be on here, and we'll talk about, I don't know what she's going to write up top, teach. That's coming up on the next side. But like I said, part two of this, I always say the life of a young man, I'm going to change it. And I'm going to let my son come up here and tell us what he, about what he did and things he do that what ain't pretty. Well, that pretty and everything, because it sure ain't pretty. Well, it looks like we got a few more minutes left. Scott, do you have anything you got to say before we sign up? We got a few minutes left.
The only thing I have to say is wear your mask. Wear, you know, a lot of these young people won't wear their masks, and my son was one of them, but I demanded that he wears it because, I mean, we really don't know what's going on. There's some people who do, but, you know, people say it started from something, and some people say it's faking. They're faking it, but it's better to be safe than sorry. And I just appreciate Brother Lewis, who I've known for a long time, that's a heck of a bass player, invited me, and I was so excited. Matter of fact, I prayed about it last night, and God gave me, you know, what I brought to you, because it's much needed. And I can fix anything. Matter of fact, I ordered a shirt. If my last name is Douglas, if Douglas can't fix it, it can't be fixed. And it's something to feel wanted, to teach people to fix stuff. I mean, and trust is an issue. I go into $500,000 houses that people have turned other people onto, and I'm like, wow, God, they trust me. So image is everything, and your word is everything. So if you say you're going to do something, do it. And I don't know if my mom is watching, but she would probably say right now, like, because there's some things in her house that need to be fixed. She always says, if I would pay you, you would fix it. But I love her to death. And my mom is 82. Love her to life, excuse me, not death. Love her to life. And my mom is 82 years old, and she takes care of a lady that's 47. And her whole thing is, you have to catch me on the run. You can't catch me sitting still. She still drives. She fusses at me, as she always did, because I'm her son, and it doesn't matter how old you get. See, and that's the thing that carries a long way. When your parents train you the right way to go, you might fall off, but you always come back. So, young people, remember that. Teach your kids. We always want them to be better than we are. So stick in there, love each other, and it'll go far.
Okay. It seems like we can get close to that time, but I'm gonna say this. Hey, thanks for coming and thanks for joining us. Thanks, Brother Douglas.
Thanks for having me.
Bringing back. I am going to bring it back. Some things going to get together. I'm definitely going to bring him back because, like I said, he's my closest friend. One of my closest friends and real close friends. And like I said, I can't catch him. We have to call and check on to catch each other when we ain't doing nothing. And that's the only time we catch, because he's busy, I be busy.
That's right.
And once we talk, I say, what you doing? I say, I'm not doing that. Or how's the group's going? Okay, where y'all going to be at? And I let him know where we going to be at. And I ask what he be doing. He be working. Sometimes I call and I can't get him. When I can't get him, I say, Scott's busy. So even Bo even say that. Even Bo even said that, Scott. I'm trying to get Bo on here. It's hard. It's hard to get Bo. I'm trying to get Bo. I don't ask Bo so many times. And I'm going to have to go up there and get him and say, hey, look, Doc, I want you on the show. Now, whatever, if you got a Friday, let me know. I know he's a minister. He got his own church and everything. That I understand. And sometimes it's hard to get some of these ministers up here because he's like my pastor, Reverend Jones, and Bishop Shouts. Them two, all ministers, always on the run. And you got to catch them when they at a standstill. As soon as you catch them, they got a spot, they will be here. But I'm going to try to get Bo up here so he can teach him. I'm trying to get him and his wife up here so they can teach. Mm-hmm. And you know, but much needed love. Like I say, the young people, we need much. That was much love. There's a lot of understanding. I hope you got a lot from it, because we are. You ever something that I wanted you to hear, and I know, like I said, I told a couple of friends on the job that they tune in tonight and have their son stand by and listen to it. Now I'll probably get the recap Monday on how. What they heard, and I hope they did. So, like, if you miss it, you can always catch us on YouTube and you listen to it. So, like I said, this is Dr. Bass, and any questions that you got to ask, if you enjoy the show, give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. And this is Talktainment Radio, and the show is called Stairway to Heaven. And I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. Now, you know, I got the Dr. Bass when I was at media school, because I had my wedding. I played at my wedding while my school, on my child at media school, he gave me that name, Dr. Bass, because he's at, and I said, oh boy, and then it stuck with me. So I said, if I get my radio show, I'll use that Dr. Bass. But I'm really a Dr. Bass of bass guitarist. There's a lot of bass guitar players out there, some way better than me. And hopefully we all the bass players of this group get together and we can show what we, have these young people there and see what we know, what we do. Not to battle each other, but to let them know that this, you can learn this too and see how what we did with our lives and with our talent. And that's the most thing that need to be, now our talent need to be, we need to use our talent. We really need to use our talent. But as I said before, hopefully that we can get together. And like I said, I'm looking for a show called Management Day, which means I want all the groups, like to have all the managers. Well, two, I can't get them all because of crime. Have like two managers or one manager of each show and talk about their group and talk about what they're doing, because I would like to get all the managers together, then we can all have, get some going, get these groups together, put them one great big gospel program and have everybody there. That'd be an all thing, a two-day thing. But because this, the way this Corona 19 going, I mean, it kind of blew it out of proportion. And, you know, none of, and we're just sitting here, so just bear with us, like I say, for the Keys of Harmony, just bear with us, and so things get together, we will be back there, and actually play for my lead guitar player. You know, he had surgery, and he's trying to recuperate from that surgery, Brother Joe Woods, and look for him, and his family, prayers go out to him, and the lady, one of the ladies of in the community, her name is Terry, and Terry, she's in the hospital. She has had two strokes, and we're going up to Riverside Hospital to see her tomorrow. And our prayers go out to her and her family. Hope pray that she come out. Then my cousin Dorothy Strickland in Cincinnati, looking for her to make it through. So. To my wife and family and everything, wish you all hello. And I forgot to give you your family a shout out, but you already done that already. So hopefully to that happen. You got any more thing else?
No, just young people, just hang in there. Don't hang in there. Just hold on, because help is on the way.
Yeah. Help is on the way. And looking forward to that help. I guess that's just about it. So I'm gonna say this, as we go off the air. Hey, we love your neighbors. We got somebody got a, you have a smile. Somebody don't have a smile. Give them your smile, and always remember this: the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put it in grows, and don't let no evil thoughts of it even though it's growing the mind. Try to block, put good thoughts and good happiness in your mind. Don't let the garden grow to evil, but let it go through good. So this is Dr. Bass, and I say so long. Well, you know, like I say, we had a good show today, and I'm very glad of that show, and a beautiful show. I know my wife's watching, Patricia. I know you're watching. I know you're my personal critic. She always tell me. It was good or it was bad, but that's it. Anyway, but hopefully together, y'all, like I said, hopefully that when things get together, the Keys of Harmony will be We will get together. I'm gonna bring them up here. Once things go right, things will bring. We'll come back. We'll be up here. I'll get them together. Another thing is, I'm gonna try to get another group of couple, Spiritual Brothers. I'm gonna bring them back up here. They got a new CD. Thank you.